back to it now. Tick season, right? Apparently, I mean, I'm looking at this from MichiganNewsSource.com. Says it's going to be an extended bumper crop of ticks this year. We have more than 20 tick species in Michigan, by the way, if you didn't know. So you can get Lyme disease, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, deer tick virus, anaplasmosis, all sorts of fun things. You know, a tick, 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 tick. Rod Rademacher had a tick once, but he's better now. He's a travel writer, author, speaker, storyteller, and a guy who holds the record for getting lost on Michigan's back roads the most. Ron, welcome back.
Steve, it is so good to be here. How are you?
I'm lovely. Lovely. Ticks, I mean, you're in the woods a lot, usually not for being in trouble, but because you enjoy it. And I mean, do you get concerned about ticks? I see them from time to time, and I don't like them, but I don't worry about it a lot. I look for them. I check it out, but not a lot. What do you think?
No, I don't worry about them, but you do need to be prepared. They're there, just like mosquitoes are or any other varmint, black flies. You need to be prepared. But if you take a little Scotch tape along with you and check yourself, your pant legs from time to time, you're not going to have any problem with ticks. It's just you want to make sure you check, because if you get one, you know, up on your inner thigh or something and you miss it, they can cause problems.
Right. Scotch tape.
Scotch tape.
What do you mean by Scotch tape?
It's the easiest way to handle ticks. You know, people want to pull them off, or they have these little scrapers. But if you just take a piece of Scotch tape and tape the little guy down to wherever it's sitting on your pant leg or whatever, and peel that tape off, the tick will come with it. And you fold the tape up, and he will suffocate, throw it away.
That's the end of that.
You no more have a tick problem.
No, that's the end of that. All right, so let me try this on for this. One time only, ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys of all ages, it's the Ron Rademacher World Tour. Stopping at the Bay City Library, May the 15th for oddities and rarities. One night only, May 15th, the Bay City Library, and one night only at the Bellevue Library, Belleville. Excuse me for the best kept secrets, May 16th. There it is, the Ron Rademacher World Tour.
How's that? There you go.
How was that?
I think if we work on it a little bit, you're going to have...
Blood, sweat, and gears. It's Ron Rademacher.
They will be cheering. Hey, I got something else for you to cheer about. Two things for you to cheer about in case you're down a little bit today.
Okay.
Number one, of course, this is May 15th. Walleye season is going to open in the UP. We'll have a report for you soon. But Clyde's is open for the season.
Clyde's? I mean, they close?
Unfortunately, yes. There's still winter in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Clyde's closes.
Clyde's, by the way, if anybody doesn't know, Clyde's is, to me, it is the burger. I mean, I've been to a lot of joints. You said you got to go to Clyde's someday. So I went to the one there in St. Iggy, right? And I went up there, and me and Ivy, and we checked it out. Best ever. And it's just this old drive-in deal, and I walk up, and there's this line that wraps, you know, like two blocks down the street. I'm like, and I finally get to the head of the line, and I place the order because you've had, you know, an hour to look at the menu or figure it out. And I say, like, what do I do now? She goes, you wait. I said, well, how long? She's come back in about an hour. Luckily, there was a liquor store next door. Anyhow.
As luck would have it.
As luck would have it, there's a beer barn or whatever they call it right next door. You know what I'm talking about. Anyhow, love Clyde's. Yeah, thank you.
That's the Zodiac. And I believe there's a liquor store next to the Clyde's in Manistique and in Sault Ste. Marie. So
coincidence? I think not.
Maybe very possibly. So they're open, and I have a Walla report for you. And also our hats off to our police. This is National Police Week.
Excellent.
So we honor those members of the police forces who have fallen in the line of duty protecting the rest of us. So you'll see flags across Michigan at half staff today in honor of that. So there you have those things.
Good enough. All right, so... I talked to a couple of folks. I see you've got Boyne City on here for the National Morel Mushroom Festival.
Yes.
And I find a few morels up in that part of Michigan when I'm up at the Northern Compound in that area. Not a lot. But I feel like the season's come and gone, Ron. I was talking to my friends down in places like Albion where we killed them, two or three weeks ago. I said they're all gone. I mean, just a bumper crop. They thought they might get a double batch this year. Nope. Not a thing. Gone in the southern part of the state. Yeah, the people that I talked to.
Yeah, they're not finding a lot of them south of Lansing anymore, but my family up in Gaylord just sent us a Facebook post yesterday of a whole pile of them that they found.
Did they give you coordinates?
They did, believe it or not. And I went to the coordinates, and I was in Chicago. So I'm not sure. I think it must have been a typo.
Took a wrong turn at Albuquerque, right? Took a wrong
turn. They wouldn't do that to me on purpose. So, but the festival is going to be great because even if the morels have been plucked already, you know that at that festival they have all kinds of mushrooms and they have tastings, and it's a terrific event.
Yeah, it is. I learned more stuff about morels and listened to an expert there in Boyne City, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. He was fascinating to listen to. So, yeah, you got that going on. You've also got something very important in Baldwin that we talk about from annually,
yeah,
right?
We have the blessing of the bikes in Baldwin this weekend. So there'll be hundreds of motorcycles show up there. And this event started in 1972 with only 4 motorcycles and 8 riders. And they gathered at the St. Anne Church there, and everybody said, hey, this is pretty cool. And so now they have hundreds. And if you can't get to Baldwin, by the way, this is not on your cheat sheet, Steve, but in Irons, they're having the blessing of the ORVs this weekend as well.
Where's that?
In Irons. This is just a little ways from just a little ways north of Baldwin, up near Camp 37.
I got you.
You can get the best beef liver pate on the planet.
Well, you are a man of fine cuisine. I'll give you that.
Yeah, you got Clyde's, you got beef liver pate. What else do you want?
Camp 37 Irons. I don't know if I've ever been to Irons. I'm gonna have to put that on my to do list. All right, so we got to hold on because I got 3 or 4 running behind, getting all excited about the Ron Rademacher World Tour. I got myself a little behind schedule here again. Ron will be in the Bay City Library May the 15th. I think that's tomorrow, and May the 16th in Belleville. At the library. More with Ron Rademacher, Michigan's Back Roads, in a moment. It is the Steve Gerber Show.